prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMIE, today's Modern Worship. Thank you for making the Refresh Radio program part of your day. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God. We hang out with you here on this wonderful radio station Monday through Friday. This time of the day, 8:30 at 5 o'clock of an evening. If you need us at 10:30, you can find us at WWBC 1510 AM. Whatever time you choose to listen, we pray that this word will be a beneficial word, an empowering word, and a refreshing word. And so right now we are going through the Sermon on the Mount and the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil or from the evil one. And we had discovered in the Word that God had delivered the Ten Commandments to Moses to deliver them to the people, and that those commandments are not just restrictive behavior, but they are empowering us to experience deliverance from future problems if we will pay attention to God's words. A lot of times we think of God's deliverance as being reactive. I want to share with you that I believe that God also equips us and delivers us in a proactive manner. And one of the things I tell my congregation is I believe when we get to heaven, we're going to see that God was a lot more active in our life, preventing disastrous things from happening to us than what we even realized. I believe that God is, there's a commercial, I think it's for WeatherGuard or something like that, about these people who are installing all of these products on vehicles, and they're doing it in kind of a stealth manner where the person doesn't even know that the beneficial things that are taking place are taking place. And I believe that is very much the way that God operates in our lives, that He is delivering us from disaster, from ruin, from misery. And many times we are unaware of how dangerous the circumstances are. I watched a little 9-second video clip the other day. It was, I think it was posted on a Twitter feed, but I saw it as a news article about these people who were riding through this jungle on a motorcycle when all of a sudden a tiger, which can run 40 miles an hour and jump 40 feet at one point in time, decides that they look like dinner. And this this tiger literally comes from the left side of the road. He is running. He is trying to chase them down as if they are a gazelle, and passes directly behind the passenger. And one of the comments said, was, I bet they were glad they were on a motorcycle and not on a scooter, because if they were on a scooter, they would have been victimized by that tiger. I don't know if you've ever been caught unaware in a dangerous situation, but God, thank God that He delivers us from those things. Amen. And so today we want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Right now we're kind of in the summer storm season, and that not only means heat, but it also means our glorious afternoon thunderstorms. And many times with those thunderstorms comes lightning strikes. And if you have had an encounter with one of those powerful bolts of lightning and it has fried some electric circuitry, Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric is the folks that you can call, 321-632-9538. They can come. They can replace the outlets that have been damaged or the wiring that's been damaged. You also might need your panel upgraded. I can tell you for a fact that they do that. And they did that for us at our home. And so whatever your needs, whether they are air conditioner, I mean, I guess probably the worst case scenario would be a lightning strike that zapped your air conditioner. But even if that happened, these are the folks that you can call because they are electrical and they are air conditioning specialists. So give them a call, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. So today we are transitioning in our study of the Ten Commandments. The first four of the Ten Commandments that were delivered to Moses to be delivered to the people so that we could live the life that God wants us to live dealt with our relationship with God. Now, for the next six, we are going to transition to what I call the horizontal relationships, our relationships with other people. And the very first one of these has to do with our very first relationship, our very first human relationship. And this one is an area where people really, really struggle. Let's just be real today and let you know that there are a lot of people who struggle with the commandment that we're going to talk about today. And so let me read it for you. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse number 16. I've got so much material to share here on this that we'll probably have to pick up this again on Monday. But it says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. So that's not too long a verse. Let me read it again for you. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. So one of the things that I wrote down here as I was preparing is that the seeds that you sow as a child are the harvest you most likely will experience as a parent. Now, that doesn't mean that every situation that you run into as a parent is going to be something that you are reaping the benefit or you're reaping the consequence or the benefit of. But I will tell you this, there needs to be if you sowed bad seeds, if you did not treat your parents well, then you're not going to have the role model that you're not going to be setting the example that your kids need to see in you as a role model. So I want to encourage you to make sure you get this relationship right, that your relationship with your parents is one of honor and not of disgrace. There was a man who came to my church a long time ago, he moved out of the area, but he got saved. It was really an amazing story of how we met one another. We met because he saw our phone number in the phone book in the yellow pages, and God just burned that image of our phone number onto his memory banks, if you will, and the Holy Spirit said, look, you need to call this pastor. And so he called me and happened to get me at that point in time. I'm in and out all of the time. So when you pastor a small church, there's not a whole lot of just sitting around a desk or anything like that. There's errands that need to be done. There's people that need to be visited, hospital calls that need to be made, radio programs and things like that. So we are constantly on the move. But that day he got me, he came and he set up a meeting. He gave his heart to Jesus, was radically saved. And after a few weeks, he came to me and he said, Pastor, I want you to know what I did. I felt like God wanted me to do this. And that is I drove to my mother's grave. He said, we didn't have a very good relationship. And so I wanted to go to her grave today. I wanted to let her know, you know, just not in a real sense, but in a figurative sense. I just wanted to go there. I wanted to make sure that the place where she is resting, that was a place where there was repentance and there was a place of honor. And so what he did was he went there and he made sure that not only was his mother's body buried there, but that was also the place where he left behind any of the hurt or the pain or the shame, the disgrace, whatever. He wanted to make sure that he could move forward from that day on in an honorable way. Never forgot that. Haven't got to see him in years and years and years, but God wants to make sure that our relationship with our father and our mother is a healthy one, and it is a relationship of honor. So today I could talk to you and let you know that this is a commandment. And as I was doing some research on that, on the concept of honor, it says that there's a negative way and there is a positive way. There are actions that you can take that will be honorable to your father and your mother. And there are actions that you do not take because you are honoring your father and your mother. And the concordance that I was reading said, from a negative perspective, things that you don't do that are done to honor your parents is you do not live in a burdensome manner. One of the ways that you honor your parents is you are not a burden on them. And kids never really understand this until they get a little bit older. They don't understand what a tremendous amount of concern and care and prayer are offered by parents on behalf of their children. So we prayed for our children's spouses. Only one of them is married right now. Another will be married later in this year. And, you know, we're praying for the future spouse of the third one to show up at the appropriate time. And, you know, if that happened soon, I know some people that would be really, really excited about that. But we prayed for them. We prayed for those relationships. And then as they became teenagers and young adults, you watch them walk through this process, and you're praying not just for the spouse, but you're praying for wisdom, you're praying for holiness, you are praying that they maintain their relationship with God. So there is a tremendous concern. You also want to set them up to succeed. That's one of my goals as a parent, was to set my children up to succeed. And in doing that, I wasn't afraid to watch them fail. What I did, though, is I wanted to make sure that if they were going to learn from failure, that the failure wasn't fatal, that you know, they weren't going to do something that was going to restrict their options. It wasn't going to hinder them financially or physically. And so those things are very important. That not only do the parents have a role in that, but the children have a role in that. And God says here that one of the ways that you honor your parents is you are there as a support, as a helper. I will tell you this, that honor your father and your mother does not expire when you turn 18. It is something that is supposed to go on as long as you live. And so, you know, I try very hard to live this out. This is not one of the biggest issues that I face, but you know, it is something that you have to be very intentional about. And so because of our work schedules, there have been many times when my wife has gone to see her parents when I couldn't go. Now she goes and sees her mom. Her father has passed away many, many years ago. But I would end up going and seeing my parents. And so whenever we would go, this would be the word that we would say to one another whenever we go, honor. Honor your father and your mother. And that doesn't mean that you are going to be able to do everything that your parents want, like they were trying to tell you or they told you how to do everything when you were a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old. That relationship, that dynamic changes. And so we have to realize that we've got to change our mindsets from time to time. And so there may be times when my parents want me to be able to do something that I'm not able to do. But I can still live in an honorable manner. I don't want to be a burden. You know, in Levitical law, there was consequences that were made. Parents could literally drag their kids before the courts of the land and say, look, he is a lazy bum. He's a drunkard. He will not do anything. He is an unprofitable member of society. And even though we have done everything that we can to try and motivate him in the right direction, he will not change. He will not grow up. He will not mature. And man, they were serious, dire consequences. And so I'll just praise God right now that my kids, that they're not a burden to us. They're a blessing. They're a blessing from God. I realize that there are some things that they are doing that help rejuvenate us and keep us from getting stuck, you know, in becoming a historical relic. So I'm very thankful for my kids, and they are doing excellent at work, and the path that God has them on is a glorious path. They love God with all their heart, and then as a result of that life of honoring God has also manifest in honoring their father and their mother. So I will tell you, if you want to be honored as a parent, you need to, first of all, be honoring your parents. And that doesn't mean that you're endorsing every word that they've ever said. It doesn't mean that you're approving of every action. I've apologized to my kids for things that I did. Please do not think that my kids had perfect parents. They didn't. They had me. You know, my parents did a wonderful job, but they also weren't perfect. And when you become a parent, you will not be perfect. And so my goal for my kids was to help set them up to be even better parents than what we were. And, you know, I'm sure that will take place. Not only is there not to be a burden, but you honor your father and your mother, but the concordance goes on to say, by not being dull, that you are sharp, you're ready for the task, you are not hard-hearted, you are not stubborn, you are not something that is a blunt force. You know, you're just the place where things stop. Instead, you are like an arrow in the quiver that the Lord has provided for the parents, and you are able to go forth and strike the mark that you are intended to do. On a positive note, is you can honor them by doing that which is honorable. You can honor them, and one of the ways that I best learned about honor was watching a marriage seminar by Gary Smalley back when we first came to the church. So this has probably been back in 1993. And he held up this broken violin in front of this group, and he told them, he said, a lot of people would throw this in the garbage. But he said, I want you to know that I had to get special permission to bring this musical instrument here today. It was loaned to me by a friend, and it's not special to him for sentimental reasons because of who, you know, who had played it before him, it, you know, like a family heirloom. It's not special to him because of what it looks like on the outside. It was special because what was stamped on the inside. And he said, because on the inside, this says Stradivarius, which is the best violins that have ever been made. And when he said that, everybody in the room had the same reaction, and they went, and he said, and that is what honor is. That is what honor is. When you recognize that you are in the presence of greatness, when you're in the presence of a gem, a treasure from heaven, all of a sudden you're not lashing out at their shortcomings, but instead you are looking at the quality of the person who created them. And they might be broken. They might even be disconnected. The thing that held that Stradivarius together, the neck to the body of the violin, the only thing that it held to get that held the two pieces together was the strings. And I'm sure they were out of tune. I'm sure it wasn't a beautiful sounding instrument. It sure wasn't beautiful to look at, but it had quality and character that somebody looked and said, you know what, there's potential there. There's potential there. I know that there have been a lot of damaged representations of what fathers and mothers were supposed to be, especially over the past 50 or 60 years. There has been a tremendously downward trend in godly parenting. There are just some really, really horrible things that have happened there. And today I want to encourage you not to honor the person per se, not endorsing their behavior, but to honor the position that God gave them. And you know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard stories about people. Most of the time, people, if they were going to have an estranged relationship, it wasn't estranged from mom, although that happened some, but they would be estranged from dad. I mean, would go for decades and not have any communication with them whatsoever. But some of those stories have ended in this manner, and that is that the person who had not honored their parents or had a bad parenting role model, they gave their heart to Jesus. And they continued to allow God to work on them. And in many of them, they began to pray for their parents' salvation. And I know of people in their 90s that their kids were able to lead them to the Lord. And what an honor. I believe there's a movie, I can only imagine, that pretty much falls along with that plot line. What greater honor could there be than to be able to say, you know what, the past wasn't perfect, but we have a perfect Savior, a perfect Redeemer, who is able to come and is able to forgive us of our sins. And to say, Mom and Dad, it is going to be my greatest honor to worship around the throne room of heaven with you. I know of several situations where there are disconnects between parents and kids. I want to encourage you, don't wait for the other person to make the first step before you can say, I'm going to do that. Take the step of faith. Parents, if you behaved in a dishonorable way, if you were, you know, an addict, an alcoholic, unfaithful, absentee, just a sinner, first grade, go to your kids and apologize to them and say, would you forgive me? God's forgiven me, and I want to be a much better representative and role model. And I will tell you this, that the more we do in this honoring the way that God wants us to honor, the better life is going to go for us. This is the first commandment with promise. Ephesians chapter 6 says that this is the first commandment with promise. We'll talk about that more next week, but I will tell you this. There are more benefits to doing this relationship God's way than there are to do it any other way. So I want to encourage you, have a great weekend. We would love to have you come and visit us at Merit Assembly of God. I'm going to be preaching both services this Sunday, 10:30 of a morning, 6:30 of an evening. And we would love to have you come and be a part of us. If we can help you, maybe mend some relationships, we would love to be able to do that. But I encourage you, like we talked about on earlier programs this week, to be intentional. Protect the day of worship that you have with God, and say, God, this day is about you. I just had a conversation with someone the other day, and they said, you know what, God has been dealing with me about that, and a little bit different than he was dealing with you, but he's been telling me to raise the level that we honor the Lord's day. And so I encourage you, be intentional. I can assure you that most of the churches in Brevard County, the roof will not fall in if you happen to show up and go through the door. I know that many people think that that might happen, but there's a lot of care given to make sure that your trip back to the house of God is a welcomed one, it's a good one, and we want you to be blessed. Honor your father and your mother, for this is the first commandment with promise. God bless you. You have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Strikes, keep me from harm.